heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Chain, we once again welcome you in our program, Mirror the Best, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we'll be talking about a beautiful topic. This is regarding Surah Ma'un. And insha'Allah azza wa jal, we'll try to figure out the different aspects of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. From the subject mentioned in this very surah, the message that it contains. Be with us from startling and immense amount of knowledge, inshallah. You will be learning from today's episode. But before we proceed, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch this program from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Remember, the more intentions you have for a particular task, the higher the reward you can attain, insha'Allah azza wa jal. My dear respected viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, In Surah Ma'un, let's listen first the recitation. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ara'ayta alladhi yukadhibu bid-din. Fadhalika alladhi yad'u al-yatim. ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, this very surah, which you've just heard, it translates as, did you see the one who denies the religion? So he is one who pushes away the orphan and he does not encourage the feeding of the destitute. So woe to such people who pray. And then who are heedless of their prayers, who display their deeds and refuse to give even trivial things. My dear respected viewers, we are breathing in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. This month itself is blessed because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has referred it as his own month. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned Sha'ban purifies and Ramadan is the month which becomes the expiation for our sins. Ulama-i kiram, they mentioned that Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam is the month in which we should do more and more ibadah. But where there are so many other forms of ibadat, you should send more and more salawat upon Nabi alayhi salat wa taslim, durud pak. And there are two reasons they've mentioned. Number one is, رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said شعبان شهري ورمضان شهر الله. Shaban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam referred Shaban as his own month, we should send more salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another reason for sending salawat and salutations in abundance in this month, ulama have mentioned is that the ayah of Durood, which is mentioned in Surah Ahzab, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Very famous verse of Durood, which you quite often listen here. This, according to one opinion, was revealed in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. And hence, we should send more and more salawat upon Nabi alayhi salat wa taslim in this month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. Likewise, we should also do recitation of the Holy Quran in this month. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to send salawat and salutations. Quran encourages us to send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. This is one of the aspects of the life of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Right. Through the teachings of Quran and Hadith, we learn that we should send more and more salawat. On top of that, in addition to sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim, we should recite Holy Quran. The seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also guides us that we should have attachment with Quran, with the recitation of the Holy Quran. According to some narrations, Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam's name is the month of recitation. Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Rabb, you have placed me in between the two months of honor. What is for me? It was replied, I have placed recitation in you, the recitation of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. So, respected viewers of Madani Channel, in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, where we have to fast excessively, the more we can fast, better it is. Once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was asked a question that after Ramadan, which fasts are the best? It was replied, fasting for the respect of Ramadan in the month of Sha'ban are most excellent fasting. Subhanallah. So respected brothers, we learn that we should also fast in the month of Sha'ban. Another beautiful form of ibadah, what we can learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, mirroring the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is recommended in the month of Sha'ban, is istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is that month that people are negligent. Whereas this month, the namai a'mal, right? The action of people in this month, the action of people are presented in the court of Rabbul Alameen. As this is the month in which the a'mal are presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should do istighfar. We have been asked to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us ability, tawfiq, that we send durood upon Nabi alayhi salam in this month. We do love to recite Quran in this month. And we fast in this month. On top of that, we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very month. In the beginning of this program, we heard seven verses from Surah Ma'un. from the Holy Quran. You also learned the translation. Let's now try and understand what is the subject, what is the topic, what is the message in this very commonly heard surah. See, the last 10 surahs of the Holy Quran, we quite often listen to that. In salah, the Qurans, the Imam Sahiban, they also recite small surahs. We also, probably many of us have memorized this surah by heart, but little we know what is the deep meaning, what does the translation say about it, what are the tafasir, the commentaries, scholars have written regarding this, what is the shanin nuzul. So this is what inshallah we'll be learning in detail. Ma'ul's meaning is that something nominal to use, like anything you use for day-to-day routine. Okay, for example, a salt or pepper or something which we normally use, which has not a great value, it does not contain a great value. And this surah contains this word at the end. Hence, this surah has been named Surah Ma'un. It is also mentioned that half of this surah was revealed regarding the non-Muslims of Mecca. For example, Abu Jahl, Ash bin Wa'il, etc. And half, the other half, was revealed for the Munafiq of Medina Munawwara, Abdullah bin Abi Salul. Regarding him, the another part was revealed. Allama Buqai rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, Surah Ma'un, the main message, the subject, what it talks about, is the denial of the resurrection on the Day of Judgment. Is that act which is considered or classed as Abul Khaba'if, which is the root cause of evils. This is what is mentioned. This is the subject which is discussed, that someone who denies the resurrection on the Day of Judgment. So that means this evil act itself is a root cause of all evils. This belief. That takes someone to do all sorts of bad acts because he has got no belief in the hereafter. The person who does not have belief in the matters of hereafter, he does not have belief in that he'll be resurrected on the Day of Judgment, he'll be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be held accountable before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So then he becomes sarkash. Sarkash means he becomes disobedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not bother what is right and what is wrong. He violates rights of people. He violates rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why this has been known as the act of disbelief in the resurrection after life is known as Abul Khaba'if, the root cause of evils. And because of this denial of the resurrection day, it is mentioned that a person, he adopts bad conduct and bad character. He goes to the lowest possible level of akhlaq and character. This is the denial of the Day of Judgment that makes a person zalim, oppressor. He oppresses. He violates people's rights, even to the extent he kills people, he murders people, because he's got no fear of accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. This is the disbelief of the hereafter. The humanity is taken away from one's heart. That person, there are certain people, they go to the extent that they become like animals and they adopt the traits of animals, to be honest with you. And we see many, many, you see, day-to-day news, when we hear, we see that the act this person has committed, an insan, a human being, a wise man, cannot perform.
inhuman act, what humans they are performing in this day and age. And we see that you may be more aware than me. And people, they go to the extent that they snatch the right of orphans, they snatch the money, the possessions from even those they are needy and destitute. They don't bother to violate their rights, snatch whatever even they have got left, and they oppress the destitute. They go to the extent, because they do not have belief in the hereafter, presenting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being held accountable, they do whatever they want. This is the disbelief. Denial from being resurrected on the day of judgment makes a person riyakar. This bad attribute of ostentation, showing off, is further developed within that person. Because he has got no thought of doing something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the reward of hereafter. He does for the people. He shows off. And this is the denial from the day of judgment that makes a person disobedient to his Kareem and kind Rabb Azza wa Jal. This is the same disbelief. Denial from the day of judgment makes a person stingy, meaning he becomes miser. And he has got hirs, greed of this dunya, maal. And because of that, that person ruins his this life and the hereafter. Respected viewers, these are the few subjects which are discussed. Now let me tell you the Shari Nuzul, the reason of the revelation, background of this very surah. It is mentioned in riwayat, narrations, that there was an orphan child in Makkah Pak, Makkatul Mukarrama, a pharaoh of this ummah, meaning Abu Jahl. He took the responsibility to look after one orphan, and whatever maal and wealth that child had inherited from his parents, he took that all in his possession. Now, as he had taken the responsibility, Abu Jahl, he should have looked after the child. But that unfortunate non-believer, his heart was filled with hirs, greed of this dunya. Instead of nourishing the child, looking after the child, raising the child, he kept all his maal in his possession. One day, that child, who was an orphan child, came to Abu Jahl and he demanded his wealth. Upon this, Abu Jahl, the unfortunate, he said to that pity, poor orphan, to the extent that he pushed him away and he asked him to get out. Allah. Upon this, other leaders of Quraysh said to that orphan child, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He'll help you. The leaders of Quraysh had said this out of joke, and they actually thought that this child will go to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and he'll not be able to help. But they did not know that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has got the authority. He's got the power granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghamuranjo alam or sabbalao kama da'wahu. Ghamuranjo alam or sabbalao kama da'wahu. Agar wo gaiswo wala mira dildar ho jahe. Ishara paaye to duba hua suraj baramad ho. Uthe ungli to mahto balki do do char ho jaye. The power of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is that the set sun can come back to the horizon. His power is Allahu Akbar. The moon can get into two, split into two with his gesture, with his dua. Now that orphan child who went to the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and he pleaded, in the court of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took that child with him and straight away went to the house of Abu Jahl. Now the leaders of Quraysh, other Sardarani Quraysh, they were thinking that Abu Jahl will show anger, ma'adallah, and he would talk in a bad manner, but the scene was opposite. As soon as Abu Jahl saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with respect he said, marhaba, welcome. And he went inside, straight away brought all the wealth of that child and handed over to him. When the Quraysh, people of Quraysh, they were there and they saw, and they went to Abu Jahl and asked, what happened? Abu Jahl said, by Lord, I saw a spear on the right and left of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and I got scared that if I did not listen to him, then that spear would have split me into two, would have destroyed me, killed me. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has got the power because he is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected viewers, it is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that Abu Jahl and that orphan child's account is mentioned in part 30 Surah Ma'un in the early few verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يضؤ اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. Now here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned that, did you see the one who denies the religion? So he is one who pushes away the orphan, and he does not encourage the feeding of the destitute. Respective viewers, Surah Ma'un has got four main faults of non-believers and munafiqeen, hypocrites. Four of the faults which have been mentioned in Surah Ma'un, of whom? Of non-believers and those they were hypocrites, munafiqeen. Number one is bukhl, stinginess, miserliness, being miser and stingy. Number two is being lazy in offering salah. Number three is riya, ostentation, showing off. And number four is not looking after others, not helping others, not caring others. The very first bad trait which is mentioned in the surah of non-believers and hypocrites is bukhl, stinginess. Those non-believers who deny the fact that the people will be resurrected after their death on the day of judgment, this is their first fault, defect they possess, and that is bukhl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Suratul Ma'un, يَضُعُ الْيَتِيمَ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. Now, we just heard that the one who pushes away the orphan and does not encourage feeding to the poor, this is the level of akhlaq and mannerism of the one who denies the religion, that he even pushes away the orphan and he does not encourage people who are wealthy, who have got maal, who have got enough to help the needy, the destitute, Allahu Akbar, so that they can feed the miskeen, the poor. He does not encourage. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the level of stinginess this is? bukhul, this is. No matter how stingy one can be, but when he sees someone needy, poor, crying, shedding tears, often, right, he feels pity for them. If not more, at least one day's meal, even that person also offers to the needy when he sees them in need. But this individual who was denied the religion, who was denied the day of judgment, has gone to the lowest level of mannerism. Allahu Akbar. That he pushes away the miskeen, the poor, the destitute, the needy. As we heard the account of Abu Jahl, that he had taken the responsibility to look after an orphan. Then instead of looking after, raising him, that unfortunate, he took all of his maal, his wealth, and pushed him out of his house. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us from such a bad deed. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Respected viewers, this account is mentioned 1400 years ago, talking about Pharaoh of that time, Abu Jahl, and his conduct towards Yatama, Masakeen, Miskeen, the destitute, Yatim, orphan. But the message is until the day of judgment. For everyone who treats bad or badly to the one who is orphan. Islam is such a beautiful religion that guides us, teaches us, educates us in every aspect of life. And this is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He used to look after, he used to take care of those they were orphans, destitute, masakeen. He, alayhi salatu wa tasneem, used to feed, he used to encourage others to help the needy, the destitute. On the other hand, a non-believer, they don't even encourage others to do this. So what we learn from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem, we need to look after the orphans. We need to help the needy. We need to help masakeen, yatama, destitute, needy, from our own wealth, from our own pocket, as much as we can, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Not only this, we need to also encourage others who are capable of doing it. So they should also help them. But even in this day and age, we find this problem where the one who is an orphan, not treated well, his maal is still taken away by other relatives. Now, which is one of the worst sins ever mentioned. Respected viewers, Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he says that because of ignorance in families, the tarka, inheritance of the father is not distributed. And sometimes in warasa, in his, there are orphan children are also there. And people, they eat their maal. They consume their wealth. They use their wealth for their own comfort needs, whereas it is impermissible. People that don't have even a mindset of this understanding that this is impermissible. Remember, if someone has died, and if anyone amongst his waratha, his is yatim, orphan, unless or until the inheritance is not distributed and the share of orphan is not taken away, separated, we cannot even do isale thawab from that maal, from that wealth. We cannot do charity, sadaqah, from that wealth. So first of all, that inheritance must be distributed and maal of yatim shall be separated. That's how sensitive this is. And Islam protects the right and wealth of those, their orphans. This is the beauty of your religion. These are the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Even Quran mentions regarding the rights of orphans. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we learn our religion and we do not consume a single penny from the maal of those their orphans without any valid shari permission. Respected viewers, as far as fada'il, excellences of looking after those they are miskeen and yateem, orphans and destitute, poor, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best house amongst houses of Muslims is that where there is an orphan and he is treated well. And the worst houses amongst the houses of Muslims is that house in which there is an orphan and he is badly treated. This is enough for our understanding, the sensitivity of this matter. And second hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned, miskeen, the poor people will enter Jannah 40 years before the rich ones, wealthy ones. O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, do not return miskeen empty-handed, poor empty-handed, even it is piece of a date. Give it to him. O Aisha, love masaki, those they are poor. Keep them close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you proximity on the day of judgment. And in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Nur al-Mujassam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the person who strokes his hand on the head of a yatim, an orphan, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he will give a gentle stroke on the head of a yatim orphan, so wherever his hand would go, and the number of hair would come and meet that hand, subhanAllah, that many good deeds are for that individual. And the one who does favor and ihsan upon an orphan boy or orphan girl, then on the day of judgment, he would, then in Jannah, he would be like this with me. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam joined two of his fingers. Then that showed the closeness. This hadith park regarding this mufassir Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that the one who puts his hand, strokes the head with love, with compassion, on the head of a yatim orphan, whether that yatim is his relative or ajnabi, meaning stranger. And this is only for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then against every hair, he'll get a good deed. Subhanallah. Now this is just a reward to stroking the head of a yatim. Now imagine when you will spend your maal, what sort of reward you would attain. And you look after that child who is destitute, who is poor, who is needy, who is an orphan. What an amount of reward you will attain. You can think yourself. Respected viewers, when we talk about looking after those they are orphans, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates, one person, he presented himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained of his hard-heartedness. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, what do you want, that your heart becomes soft? and your needs are fulfilled, then you should be kind and compassionate towards the orphans. And you should stroke the head of the orphan, and you should feed the orphan from your food. When you will do this, your heart will be softened and your needs will be fulfilled. Today we are in problems, we are in tensions, our issues are there, our needs are not being fulfilled, our hajat, du'as are not being apparently accepted or fulfilled. This is a beautiful way to get this done. Try and find someone in your relatives or someone strange who is an orphan. Start supporting that family. Start supporting that child. Start supporting that boy or girl who do not have father on their head or struggling, who don't have 2 times meal on their table. When you look after them, when you show compassion, when you show, you see, love towards them, when you spend your maal, wealth, inshallah, this hard-heartedness issue will be resolved. Your heart will become soft, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, your du'as, your hajat, your pleas will be heard and fulfilled. Because this solution is from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another fault in Surah Ma'un, which is mentioned, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. It is mentioned in Tafsir Nasfi that munafiqeen are mentioned here. When they are alone, they do not offer salah. Because they do not have belief that salah is obligatory. When they are in front of people, they show they are the ones who offer salah. And they show themselves as they are the ones who pray salah. They just show off, in other words. From their heart, they do not believe in it. So these are those who are negligent from prayer. Now, there are certain ways to look at this. That what is negligence mean? Number one, not offering salah regularly. Not offering salah on time. This is also classed as being negligence and being lazy in offering salah. Not offering salah with proper fara'id and wajibat. Keeping them all in mind and fulfilling the rites of salah. Not offering salah with jama'at without any valid shari'i reason. And one does not become bothered that whether salah is just getting kaba, so he does not pay heed. This is also one of the ways we can look at it, that a person is negligent. Making salah qada when you are alone and offering in front of people. This is also that a sign that a person is lazy in terms of offering salah. Now, if we look at this, we would obviously feel that these traits are present in many people in this day and age. Allahu Akbar. How many people they offer salah regularly? How many people are there they make salah qada? They do not offer on time. How many of us we know what are the proper fara'id and wajibat of salah? There are many, they don't even care, astaghfirullah. They don't even bother to offer a single salah in a day. They would just offer for Salatul Jum'ah, or maybe some they offer Salatul Eid, some even they don't offer Salatul Eid. Now, if they want it, they pray. If they don't want, they don't. Some people pray 2, some people pray 4. Some people, they leave Salah Some people, they leave jama'at. This is, respected viewers, a condition which is commonly seen in this day and age. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we are not amongst those that are condemned in Surah Ma'un for being lazy and negligent in their salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Maryam, فَقَالَ فَمِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا. So the unworthy succeeded them who neglected the prayer and followed desires. So soon they will meet the terrifying valley of Ghay in hell. Allahu Akbar. In this ayah muqaddasa, Ghay is mentioned. Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Ghay is a valley in Jahannam, fire of hell. There's a valley called Ghay. And the intensity of its heat and depth is the most amongst all other valleys. It has one well in it, and the name of that well is Habhab. When the fire of hell starts extinguishing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door of that well, and the fire which starts fading and extinguishing, that starts blazing again. Al-Aman Hafiz. May Allah ta'ala protect us from the fire of hell, from the valley of Ghay, from the well of Habhab. Ameen. May we die with Iman. May we enter in Jannat al-Firdaus, in the proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's repent. Let's make tawbah. Because it is mentioned in Quran that those that waste salah, they are deserving of that valley called Ghay and the well. If you would like to just understand the severity of that well, just look down in any well of this which is deep, and imagine if you are there, how would you feel in that darkness? And if that well is of fire, Allahu Akbar, how will you be able to bear? Be namazi ki nahusat hai badi, mar ke payega saza be had kadi. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam always encouraged us to offer salah. Salah is the coolness of the eyes of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Aqa alayhi salatu wa taslim offered salah, taught salah through Quran and through ahadith, encouraged the ummah to offer salah, to pray. So if we want to mirror the best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we should also love salah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam talked about the rights of orphans. If we want to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would also look after those they are orphans, needy, destitute, because these are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not be negligent, we should not be lazy in praying. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to act upon whatever I am saying, and to all of us, respected viewers of Madani Channel. That's all for today. We will be back with another interesting topic next week, same time, same channel. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.